I'm going to go to Essays 3. I'm going to go to the 15 commandments. 5 general commandments. 1, submission. The Divine Father in heaven is one, invisible, nameless, and the greatest. 2, surrendering. Do not go to complete prostration. Submit to any one or thing except him. The words revealed through his prophets and the greatest sign, which clarifies the confusion between all. 3, goal of the life. Remember the goal of the life, which is to reach pure consciousness and help others to reach the same. 4, messengers. Consider the prophets, satgurus, avatars, or likewise, as God's messengers to bring his message and laws to humanity. 5, elects. Accept Paravipras as the chosen ones to establish and enforce the laws and to spread the messages of God and establish the kingdom of heaven. 5, observing commandments, yama. 6, nonviolence, not violating the Dharma. In understanding this commandment, we should first define what violence is. Violence is the deviation from a set of rules and regulations. Therefore, nonviolence in this commandment means do not deviate from or violate the laws and regulations of the universal setup, Dharmas. However, because one of the greatest laws of the universe is to refrain from inflicting pain or injury on others by action, thought, or speech, this has been used as the meaning of the word non-violence. However, not inflicting pain or injuries on others for selfish desires is a minor meaning of non-violence. In a greater sense, it means not violating the laws of the universe or nature, or in other words, following the Dharma of things. Even in its minor meaning, it does not mean to refrain from fighting for establishing truth. That is escapism. And it does not mean non-injury, when a wise injury might be the real cure for the disease physically, mentally, or spiritually. In short, like everything else, nonviolence can be of 3 kinds, from ignorance, passion, or knowledge. 7, truthfulness with discriminating mind, to guide all thought, speech, and action with the spirit of welfare. 8, not to steal, non-stealing physically, mentally, or spiritually. Do not take things which belong to others by thought, by taking action, or by preventing them from doing their duties or possessing things which belong to them. 9, non-indulgence. Not to indulge in the enjoyment of such amenities and comforts as are superficial to the preservation of life. 10, attach to God. To keep the mind immersed in the ideation of God, to remain attached to God, and to accept him as the only refuge, the only king, and his laws as the only laws. 5, actional commandments, niyama. 11, internal and external cleanliness, to maintain purity and cleanliness of mind, body, and environment. 12, contentment and mental ease, to remain in a state of mental equanimity, and contentment. 13, satsang, service, and meditation, to attain true satsang. When people talk only about God, the universe, and His will. To practice penance in the service of others as being done for the Lord in creating communities of light. And to sincerely meditate and or do the reminder at least twice a day. 14. Understanding God and His laws through the Scriptures. To clearly understand the underlining meanings of the Scriptures and discourses of spirituality. To become divine. To strive to become perfect in our actions as God is. To ideate that He does the divine actions through us. And to become a perfect instrument for His will to be done. Until able to radiate His divine universal truth through ourselves. Explanation of the 15 Commandments. The 15 Commandments will be described in very brief paragraphs, although each paragraph could be expanded much further. However, there are many other writings available to the divines which will help them in expanding the meanings of these commandments through exploring those truths. Also, the 10 Commandments given in the Bible, Exodus chapter 20, are covered in these descriptions to show that the 10 Commandments are a part of the 15 Commandments and are not discredited or destroyed by them. 5 General Commandments. 1. Submission. The Divine Father in Heaven is one, invisible, nameless, and the greatest. A. Only the invisible, nameless, shapeless God can unify. Any other kind of God will divide. That is why He is called the God of Abraham, Isaac, etc., with no name or visibility. However, all beautiful names which are related to His attributes in the universe are His. B. Even if God Himself comes to the earth, He would not reveal His identity because that would create disunity. C. The first three of the Ten Commandments are related to this commandment. 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. 2. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. He is the greatest. His only true name is His sacred name. 2. Surrendering. Do not go to complete prostration, submit to any one or thing except Him. The words revealed through His prophets and the greatest sign, which clarifies the confusion between all. A. To surrender to anyone else but Him causes us to follow that person's whims and desires, which might not be the will of God. But surrendering only to Him takes us completely out of the influence of this external world and Maya. He then becomes our only Lord and King, so we will follow Him and His will. B. Also, because we might not know what His will is, we surrender ourselves to the words which are revealed to us through His prophets, which are really His words, especially the prophets of the seven seals in the greatest sign. C. Also, we surrender ourselves to the meaning behind the greatest sign, which clarifies the confusion between the words revealed to us through His prophets. If we do not follow the greatest sign, then we will become confused about the revelations of the many prophets and their apparent differences. D. The commandment, thou shalt not bow down thyself to other gods, nor serve them, is covered with this commandment. The words to bow down here means to surrender, because we serve only those to whom we surrender. Three, goal of the life. Remember the goal of the life, which is to reach pure consciousness and help others to reach the same. That is the highest goal in human life. Other goals in life are secondary and less important than this one, but they might still be necessary, especially when they help us in this goal. Four, messengers. Consider the prophets, Satgurus, avatars, or likewise, as God's messengers to bring his message and laws to humanity. A. We should surrender ourselves to the words revealed to us through his prophets, but not to the prophets themselves. The prophets, gurus, avatars, or likewise, are important because they show us his will, not because of themselves. B. Also, even if the Lord God himself came to the earth, he would not reveal his identity as a person, because that would bring disunity between humans. That is why God emphasizes that we should worship him as the invisible, nameless, formless God. With this, humanity will become unified. See? Furthermore, the prophets, avatars, gurus, etc., are not their bodies, but are the invisible souls which are one with him. But if we may mistake them as God, then we will create disunity because of their apparent shapes, names, and visible bodies. For the same reason, idol worshiping should be prohibited, especially because the idols do not even have the invisible souls as gurus, prophets, etc. have. 5. Elects. Accept Paravipras as the chosen ones to establish and enforce the laws, spread the message of God, and establish the kingdom of heaven. A. Paravipras are the implementers of the will of the Lord. B. They are the spiritual beings, Brahmins, with Shudran, Kshatriyan, Vipran, and Vaishyan abilities. See? They have gone through many incarnations in the last 12,000 years or before to reach this level of mastery. D. They prefer to be incarnated again and again to help the whole universe to reach the goal, pure consciousness, rather than themselves individually reaching it. They are true bodhisattvas. And I'll stop there and turn the mic back to the room for the next reader. Salam, everyone.